Thanks so much for being with us. First story takes us to the situation in the South China Sea. Now, China says it has the right to set up an air defense zone in the South China Sea. China's Vice Foreign Minister Liu Zemin said establishing the zone will depend on the level of threats faced by Beijing. Now, he made the comments after the Permanent Court of Arbitration at The Hague denied China's claim to sovereignty in the sea, backing a case brought by the Philippines. Beijing has called the court's ruling ill-founded, saying it will not be bound by the verdict. It has also blamed the Philippines for violating an agreement with China to settle the disputes through bilateral negotiations. Beijing has described the Philippines' claim of sovereignty as baseless, blaming the country for stirring up trouble. Vice Foreign Minister Liu has, however, said that Beijing hopes to return to bilateral talks with Manila over the issue. Let's cross over to Beijing. We're joined by Mr. Paul James, host of China Radio International. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, it definitely appears that the situation is heating up in the South China Sea. Tell me your take on it, especially now after this verdict coming out of The Hague. How do you see the situation progressing in the area?
Well, we can't say that it's overly surprising. We knew that Beijing was going to take a hardline stance on this. They've said from the beginning that they were not going to respect the arbitration ruling which came out. For Taiwan to make a stand on this is a little bit more interesting, which creates its own dynamic, of course, because Beijing considers Taiwan part of a greater China. Of course, Taiwan does not see it that way, and so you've got that dynamic. Plus, you've got Japan now starting to open up its suggestion box, as it were. And so, no, things are getting a little bit more tense here. The question is, how far will it go? We anticipated a lot of rhetoric and a lot of, feet stamping, as it were, the 24 hours or so, and it hasn't even been that since the ruling was brought down. But the question is, how far will the Chinese authorities let it go? And I anticipate, now this is just my personal opinion, that things will cool down, but it all depends on what the rest of the parties outside of China do.
Well, let's look at that, what the other parties will do. We see the situation, for example, as you said, also Japan, and we had the Philippines getting involved in this, and Taiwan. Do you see hands behind this? Do you think that the United States is pushing its allies to initiate this type of reaction against Beijing?
Well, certainly the government here in Beijing does. One of their immediate responses after the verdict came down was to say that, in fact, the Philippine arbitration was basically, sort of handled by the United States. They point to the fact that a couple of U.S. lawyers were involved in the arbitration case on behalf of the Philippines. And, of course, you look at the U.S. Troop movements, military movements within the South China Sea, which are continual. There's definitely an argument to be said there that perhaps, there may be more to this than originally meets the eye as far as the arbitration panel's ruling is concerned. But the broader question is, what is the United States going to do about it? There's a lot of questions being asked about whether or not this legally binding but technically unenforceable ruling will have. And so will the United States step up and try and enforce this? I highly doubt that. But the bigger question is, how much international pressure will the United States try to push on China for not adhering to what is essentially international law?
All right, we're keeping our eye, of course, on what's going on in South China Sea. Thanks so much for being with us. Mr. Paul James hosts China Radio International out of Beijing.